If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Can't beat Raven.
Lisa, I really want to give you this money. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Okay. Raven, leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Lisa.
Okay. $1,900 on the line. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions, Lisa. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back in, ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Number one, according to a new book about Grey's Anatomy, Patrick Dempsey would terrorize people on the set of the show. What's his character's name?
Dr. Derek McDreamy Shepherd.
Number two, the number one most popular name for boys over the last 100 years is James. And for girls, it's Mary. What famous actress that holds the record for the most Oscar and Golden Globe nominations of all time uses an alias, but her real first name is Mary?
Meryl Streep.
Number three, Emmys were last night. The Crown won for Outstanding Drama Series, Ted Lasso for Outstanding Comedy Series, and what show about chess won for Outstanding Limited Series?
The Queen's Gambit.
Number four, the Teletubbies asked Lil Nas X if they can be featured on its next album. Name one Teletubby.
Tinky Winky.
At number five, Elizabeth Olsen wore a custom gown designed by her twin sisters to the Emmys. She was nominated for lead actress in a limited or anthology series or movie for WandaVision. What is the name of Mary-Kate and Ashley's luxury clothing line?
Their luxury clothing line. I know it because I have it in my closet.
Time's up, Lisa.
Oh, sorry. That's I know okay. It's James, something James.
It's actually their other one, but I would have probably taken that too. Oh, gosh, I wish you had that. All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Elisa did great. She might have you. She got 4 out of 5.
Well, let's see how I do.
Number one. According to a new book by Grey's Anatomy, Patrick Dempsey would terrorize people on the set of the show. What's his character's name?
Derek Shepherd. He's Dr. Derek Shepherd.
Yes. Number two. The number one most popular name for boys over the last 100 years is James. For girls, it's Mary. What famous actress that holds the record for the most Oscar and Golden Globe nominations of all time uses an alias, but her real first name is Mary?
Most Oscar nominations is Meryl Streep.
Yes, her real name is Mary Louise Streep.
I don't care.
Number three. All right, weirdo. Number three. Emmys were last night. Crown won for Outstanding Drama. Ted Lasso for Outstanding Comedy Series. What was the show about chess that won for Outstanding Limited Series?
Queen's Gambit's gotta be.
Yes.
Great show.
Number four, the Teletubbies asked Lil Nas X if they can be featured on his next album. Name one Teletubby.
And they're Dipsy? Tipsy? Tipsy? No, Dipsy.
Dipsy is right.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Sit down. Ah, gosh, never in a million years did I think you would get that. Number five, Elizabeth Olsen wore a custom gown designed by her twin sisters to the Emmys. She was nominated for lead actress in a limited or anthology series or movie for WandaVision. What was the name of Mary-Kate and Ashley's luxury clothing line?
The only one. Don't they have a clothing line called The Row?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a long company. They've had that forever.
They have a lifestyle brand called Elizabeth and James, and then they have a more affordable fashion line that's called Olsen Boy and Styleman. But The Row is a luxury one.
That was her. I saw the photo. She looked fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
I'm sorry, Lisa. He shockingly beat you 5-4 this morning.
Dipsy, All right,
but we will get you an Anne on Raven t-shirt.
My name is Lisa, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. She was upset. Another $100 in there. $2,000 tomorrow,
I can't believe that you knew Dipsy, and I cannot believe you knew The Row.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.